my word. That has been, what a rigmarole to get to hear. if only people watching at home saw what happened in the last 15 minutes to get to where we are. But anyway, yeah. We're here with the Masons.
Hello. Hi. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Good, good. Sorry, Masons from Torpor as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Simon, I've never met you, but Lauren, we were at ArcTangent 2 years ago, I think.
Well, last summer, wasn't it?
2022.
Yeah, it was last summer. It wasn't this year just gone, it was the year before, I think.
Yeah. And you had been drafted in to be the new bass player for Still.
I was moonlighting, yeah.
How did that go down?
How did it go? It was amazing. It was really good fun.
That was on that summer tour, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were on tour together, so
yeah.
He just said, "You're going to play bass for us as well, okay?" And I said, "Okay."
You can't say no to Fraser, can you?
No, it was an assumption. No. It was like, "It's happening. Cool. Okay. Sure. Yeah." No, I mean, I love those guys. I love their music. So it was an honor.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. It was really fun to play fast, because I've been playing slow stuff for like the last decade. So it was fun to...
Just still play fast? Myself.
Yeah. Well, the bass playing is quite fun.
Comparatively, yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's fast. For me, who notoriously just uses one string.
Yeah. And smashes the top of the bass. Yeah. Like... yeah.
But I realised I can actually still play bass, so that was nice.
But... Let's leave Still behind for now. Let's stop blowing smoke up their ass. your new album came out in the 15th of September, was it?
Yeah.
It is heavy.
Yes.
Heavy. So I was listening to it I'm on holiday at the moment. I was listening to it on the beach today, and it's just thick. To wade
classic
through.
Beach music.
Classic sitting in the sun on the beach music. Yeah.
But I mean, it's been out month and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, as an underground band, I suppose it's, you know, you are an underground band. Have you had much response or feedback from the scene on it?
We've had a lot. Yeah. Like the reviews have been amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been really blown away by it. All the reviews have been really positive. One person said that they wished we hadn't included any spoken word, but I mean, never mind. Sorry.
On the first track, yeah.
Yeah.
what was the gripe about that?
I think it was just a general gripe about spoken word in general.
Really?
I think it was. I wish they hadn't included spoken word, but they've done it quite well. So I'll take that as a compliment.
But there's been more than there's been. You know, we. Metal Hammer gave us a 9 out of 10. So
yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty staggering. You know, we were completely blown away by that. So, and we've had lots of, you know, really glowing reviews from other places as well. So it's just been really nice to see it have such a positive response and for it to land so much, because it's such a, it's like a quite an emotional album, quite a sort of powerful, like piece of, you know, a piece as a whole. So, you know, for it to land and for the message of that album to land with people, that really means something to us. So we're really happy about that. You know, feels great to get those sorts of responses from people, for it to land in the way that it has. So yeah, it's been really good.
I mean, you must be really proud of the album, because I was, like I said, I've listened to it a few times, listened to today, and I was thinking, it's such a well put together album. Like even though, and please don't take this as offensive, but it is really heavy. And, you know, for some people would be really hard to get into. But, I mean, the outcome of it is absolutely brilliant. So, like, you must be thrilled with the final product.
Yeah. I mean, it's intentionally supposed to be really abrasive. Do you know what I mean? That's what we've always gone for from the start, I think, really. Or we've always been sort of heading in that trajectory. So it does feel like it's sort of like the apex of what we've been trying to achieve all these years. And it's got all of the elements that we've seem to have sort of attached to ourselves over the years, like, you know, So like with the synthesizers and, you know, Lauren's sort of poetry and, you know, it's just a really nice sort of coming together of all those different sort of elements and those sort of artistic expressions that, you know, I think make it even more special. So yeah, and it's really nice to be able to smash all those things together and support each other in doing it. Yeah.
And I like to do this when Venny's here because we haven't spoke about this album together. I do like to put him on the spot and ask his opinion on what he thought of the album. So, Venny, over to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like you say, it is super heavy. And there's so many elements that go into it. There's plenty of kind of post, I mean, I wouldn't go any further than that, just post stuff in there. And what I like, the amongst the sheer weight of the heaviness, I found that the guitar melodies just gave you that little bit to hang on to. And there were melodies in there that meant that, you know, you, despite having that weight on your shoulder, that there was that melody that just led you through the album. And so I, yeah, that was the thing that really jumped out to me, that amongst all that heaviness, there was that almost glimmer of light, and that's what I really enjoyed about it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We really paid attention to like the shape of the album as a whole. And that was really important because we know how oppressive parts of it are, and we did intentionally, you know, make. So we wrote the four main tracks, obviously, in the studio, in our practice studio. And then when we went to the recording studio, we wrote Carbon. That's the track that Simon's doing the vocals, and there's sampled drums and things like that. And we intentionally took the album to like an even heavier place to act as this kind of weird, like inverse palate cleanser, just to take you to the ultimate heaviness. But we also really paid attention to the light of it, and you know, wanted to incorporate these different textures and the different sounds and the melody, as you said, and the different atmospheres. And yeah, we really crafted the sonic journey intentionally with the ordering of the songs. And yeah, I'm really pleased with how it's come out.
Yeah, we've continuously been working with Wayne all this time over like the band's lifetime, you know, bar the first EP we ever brought out, you know. And to, you know, he helped us sort of realize a good proportion of that by helping, you know, taking us to a giant wafer, understanding that, you know, how we all work and all the different sort of sounds and elements we wanted to add together, and was just really open to sort of that and helped us sort of push it in a direction that we were hoping for, and you know, elevating it to another level for us. So we're always eternally grateful for Wayne's hard work, and just always seems right when you're working with someone over a long period of time. It's been 8 years since we've been started to work with Wayne, and it's, you know, just, you know, with the weight of the songs, the emotionally charged parts of it, and the sort of suggestions and sort of like, you know, where we took it and where it ended up, I just kind of couldn't imagine doing it with anybody else. So yeah.
The album is, I think, am I right in saying it's less than an hour, isn't it? Maybe 40, 45 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
40
Yeah.
minutes.
40 minutes, sorry, yeah. Did you have any other tracks that you left off the album? Because I'm just
No.
conscious, like 40 minutes is, and again, no offense, but is like for this type of music is incredibly lengthy, the emotions you go through of it. Was there anything you left out or you wanted to add on or left for the next album perhaps?
No, actually.
No, yeah, no.
It's funny you say about the timing, because the last album ended up being 60 minutes, and because we tend to release on vinyl, 60 minutes was a real ball ache. It ended up being a double vinyl, and that's really expensive. So this time I was like, no, it's going to be 40 minutes, and I want it to just, you know, we work towards that. We work towards that time limit. So no, it's just
So you worked for that 40 minutes so you could fit it on one vinyl.
Yep.
Yeah,
Does
and
that
also.
sound strange? Because you have to, you know, the songs were there, and we had four, you know, we tend to write like naturally, we write 10 minute songs, so
Yeah.
four pretty long songs, and you know they end up getting cut down and different bits get put in, but once you have that amount of music, you just have to stop, because I don't want to have to leave stuff out.
Yeah,
it just feels like you're putting restricting yourself as an artist on that 40 minutes, and mm-hmm. and like, not saying it's right or wrong, but I just feel like, you know, if you sort of said there's 40 minutes, we can't go any further than that, you're sort of restricting yourself from adding an extra chorus or spoken word part, for example.
No, I don't mean it to the minute. I just mean like kind of you generally work to that. I didn't have to cut any words out. That's what you
mean. There wasn't any hard editing of this. It wasn't like, shit, you could just totally leave that riff out, bro, because like, you know, we don't need that. No, there was, you know, it flowed in the way that it always does with us. Like we wrote stuff and it ended up the way that it is. And John would say exactly the same thing. He would be like, we've written what we've written and we intended it that way, and that's the way it's come out. So it's, you know, I feel like it's a good image, a good snapshot of what we're doing right now and where we are right now, for sure. Like it needs to be 40 minutes and no more, because that's what we intended. You know, it's like, here's a snapshot of us now and, you know, 2023, after the sort of the years that we've all had, you know. So
we did, and we do leave ourselves a bit of wiggle room with the writing, you know, like we get it to a certain point and then we take it in the studio and it's maybe not done, but we quite like that. We like things to be able to change and evolve and be rearranged in the studio, because it's a different vibe and that it's a different kind of creativity. Yeah. I quite like the arranging process, and I like working with Wayne as a producer and taking his idea and incorporating those and cutting some things out and adding some bits on. So we did leave ourselves some time to play with, like as far as the running time, and that's how we got Carbon on there, because we knew, you know, we've got some play time left, like let's just make something. What does the album need? Okay, it needs this, right, let's make it in the studio.
Yeah, I think that was the other great thing about going to Giant Wafer, is that we had the time to do that, and it was like a proper studio experience. You know, like it's not saying like being at Bear Bites Horse isn't a proper studio experience, it definitely is. It was just that the longer days there, the sort of the kit that was available, like there was like a Rhodes electric piano in there, there was like just, there was this fantastic, what's that? There's like a rotary guitar speaker that Pink Floyd use. So do you know what I mean? It's
just really, really cool toys.
Just toys, toys. And having that, like, that creative space to just, like I said earlier with Wayne, he knew how to push some buttons and how to get us going in certain areas. And, you know, he laid down the premise about this fifth song, you know, it was a bit like, but, you know, credit to him, he stuck with his guns, and we all just took the mantle on of that sort of creative project and nailed it. So, you know, that's where it was coming from. You know, it's really nice to have that sort of freedom and that time to experiment, and, you know, it's all borne out in the record, which is, you know, again, we're really pleased with and, you know, feel really good about.
How much of the songs are written before you go in the studio? Like, is it pretty much they're all done and ready to go, or like do you leave a bit off here and there? You're saying, Lauren, you like to sort of be challenging the studio and chop and change things.
They're pretty much done. I don't know, it's that funny thing of you think they're done until you get there and you think they're not done. We don't want to go in the studio when things are already like really old and we're already bored of them. Like they still need to be a bit fresh. Like we toured some of the tracks before we recorded them.
Yeah,
but others of them, like we were touring Interior Gestures and As Shadow Follows Body, even like last year, earlier versions of those songs, because they always evolve when you're playing them live. So once we feel comfortable enough with them, the arrangements and how it's happening, then we would book the studio. But yeah, they always end up changing, because you hear things back and you hear things differently and you think, that's not quite working on the record where maybe it would work live, so let's change it. And it just gives you a bit of distance and a bit of freedom. So yeah. we're never that rigid, you know, like if something's not working, then just change it.
Yeah.
And what, you know, adding things on. Yeah.
Which I suppose like a good producer does, like challenges you to make these
exactly
changes here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's just like a proper studio experience, you know, really like, you know, dig into this vibe, you know, search it. And then, do you know what I mean? You can come up with stuff along the way, which is just great. Great for a bunch of creatives to be able to do that, I'd say. It's a massive, yeah. A massive bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Venny, I realise I've waffled on a bit, so I'll hand over to you to take the reins for a bit.
Not at all, man. Not at all. What have you guys got lined up in terms of promoting and touring and everything else?
Mm.
So we've done 4 shows last month, which went really well. So we did London, Brighton, Oxford and Bristol. And then we're heading out again next Friday to Nottingham and Saturday to Leeds. That's with our label mates, Modern Technology. And then the Saturday is actually a Human Worth festival. So I put Wharf Chambers in Leeds, loads of great Human Worth fans playing on that one. Yeah. And then we just announced a show in Manchester on December the 12th with Portrayal of Guilt, which we're really excited about.
Oh, cool.
At the Black Hotel.
Yeah, we're really stoked on that one.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
And then we're playing a Cult Fest in Manchester in February.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple of things lined up for next year, but we can't say what they are.
Yeah. But we're excited about it. We're very excited about the 2 things that are in the cooker. Very much so.
Does the like ArcTangent feature around those dates of the band thing?
We have a bucket list of things and we are slowly ticking off the things on the bucket list. We'll say that.
Yeah.
Such a politician.
That's a good way of putting it.
It's a very good political answer. I think what we're going to do next year, what we would like to do is in amongst all these things, go on a tour in Europe and in Scandinavia and put another couple of sort of long weekend dates throughout the UK. Because we know that we can manage, you know, 4 to 7 days runs rather than pushing ourselves to do loads and loads and loads and loads, because we won't be able to manage that. We're all a bit too old for that now. So, but we will be doing a little bit more. We will be busy next year and probably 25 as well. I know we've got another thing that's lined up as well, haven't we, in the UK, but I'm not going to mention that one either. So it's 3 things that we've got.
You can't say.
Sorry.
Well, because it hasn't been announced. Until you wait and see, and you'll see. Yeah, coming soon.
I mean, it's exciting times, and a lot of the festivals are starting to announce, and they often do just before Christmas. So hopefully we will see your name in the lights up there.
I don't think it'll be long.
Yeah. It won't be long, yeah, don't worry.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Great stuff. Exciting times. Yeah. I mean, being from Bristol area, ArcTangent must be kind of a local thing that is clearly, you know, it's garnered such a following and it's grown over the years. I guess you guys are fans just in regardless of whether that's what you're talking about, just to talk about that festival a little bit. I mean, being from that area, it must be, I mean, are you guys fans of the festival in general?
Absolutely.
And it's funny, like it's nice to have a local festival, but actually it's kind of a pain in the ass to get to. Like it's, and I guess the downside of it is that if a band is touring, they'll be like, oh, the Bristol show is ArcTangent.
it's not quite Bristol.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it's awesome to have it on the doorstep, and it's nice the way that they do try and reach out to local bands. Like, yeah. It's always appreciated.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I've had a few friends bands play that festival over the years as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, well, obviously Still, and one of my old friends, Tacoma Narrows Bridge Disaster, it's a name. UK band.
It's such a great festival. Like I've been twice, Venny, you've been numerous times, but like to discover new bands and artists, like, and actually Lauren, like we just bumped into each other during ArcTangent, I think.
Yeah
Fraser, I think, still just played their set, and then yeah. Fraser walked by and you were with him, and then we just, I think we were together for like 2 hours maybe, just chatting yeah. about yeah. band stuff. And yeah, and that's another good thing about it as well, is like you get to meet most of the bands there, like yeah. just wandering around, like
yeah, yeah.
if you,
it's just a nice vibe, isn't it? Yeah, I just love festivals. Like I'm quite, this is gonna sound awful, but I'm quite a lazy listener of music. Just, I can't really explain why, but I feel like I have to go to festivals because then I'll like have my whole year's listening laid out for me. You know, like generally I kind of, all my next year's listening will be from bands I've discovered at like Roadburn or Arctangent.
Well, it's difficult.
Just because it makes you do the research, doesn't it? Like, oh, who's here? Who am I going to see? So for me, like a festival is crucial.
Yeah, so many things drop in a year. You just feel like you miss stuff, don't you? So, you know, that's where it all comes into play, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're quite lucky that, you know, in the metal scene, I don't really know in the pop scene, I don't listen to it, but like we have such a rich flow of music at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at times it can be overwhelming actually, because like mm-hmm. if you're on Twitter, but it's like, oh, check out this band, check out this album, check out this album. You're just like literally not enough hours in the day.
Constant, yeah. And I find like, this is what I mean. I feel like social media just becomes like this background hum of just, yeah, there's so much great music, but I know that my attention for it is just, I'm only going to actually check out a fraction of things. Whereas yeah. if I'm actually at a festival, I will check out a lot of new things because I'm there.
Mm. Yeah, we had made some lots of nice discoveries at Roadburn, didn't we, for yeah, example? Yeah, always. So always make a discovery at Roadburn, like pretty much every time you go. Do you know what I mean? You just go, oh, I don't even know who that is. You pop in, you think, oh, your mind's blown like straight off the bat. It's just like insane. So, yeah.
We haven't had the pleasure of Roadburn yet, myself and Venny. It's certainly on our bucket list, but just timing and that.
Yeah,
it will happen. It will happen.
Yeah.
I'd say it's got the same vibe as like a big Arctangent.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Mill around and you see all kinds of, you know, bands and people knocking around. So it's a big old friend fest. I love going to Roadburn. It's fantastic. Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the smaller festivals, isn't it? You can... Yeah. It's not huge. You can just bump into people walking along.
Yeah, exactly. And that also dials into like the community vibe as well. Like, you know, this, you know, it's why we do it. It's why I do it anyway. That's why I'm into it, and why we go to these things. You know, community is everything.
It's just probably my final question, unless Benny has anything else. But I just, I'm always interested when I. Meet people like, or bands, or interview bands and whatever, and like you two are lovely people, and like Lauren, I've met you before, but like, so I'm the first time I met you, and you're both yeah. really lovely, and I'm always drawn to why you make the music you make. And this isn't, again, I'm just intrigued, like it is very heavy, it is very deep and dark and thick. Like, were you, you know, did you grow up on this sort of vibe, or is it just something, an outlet for you? Or I'm just intrigued.
We probably have different, like we'll give you a different answer, because Simon was raised on things like Black Sabbath, whereas I grew up listening to Motown. But I know that there's something about heavy music that just is like, it's just congruent with my inner state, I feel like. So in a way it's soothing and relaxing, even though it's horrible. Does that make sense? Like, I've always felt slightly annoyed by most pop music because it just did not ring true.
It's like not a genuine vibe.
Yeah, I've always just been probably like quite a depressed and obviously very introverted person. And so depressed and introverted music has always felt right.
Yeah.
It's like cathartic for you then to be like, as an output then, I suppose, is it like it's sort of like a different part of you? Or
definitely
I would definitely speak true to that, yeah, for sure. I mean, like Lauren said, I was brought up on like Motorhead and Black Sabbath and Pink Floyd and all that other sort of stuff, so you know, that I've been surrounded by the riff since I was a kid. But I mean, I think, you know, I've had some tough experiences in my life, and you know, I think metal sort of really speaks to me. I mean, not, it hasn't always spoken to me. I fell out with metal in the early thousands because just preferred listening to drum and bass and, you know, dance music and electronic music and stuff, because that was, you know, scratching an itch that I had. And do you know what I mean? So, but I'm recently, in the last 10 years, 15, 20 years, like, yeah, it's always been a constant for me. Like, it's genuine music that I like, gritty, sort of genuine feelings, and, you know, like riffs. You know when music is genuine and it comes from an honest place in people's hearts. Like, you can have really intellectual music, which is fantastic, but I reconnect with the stuff that sort of hits here mainly. So, and you find that in the subgenres of metal and other subgenres as well. And electronic music certainly hits hard here for me sometimes. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it's just more of an intrigue of like the human, whatever you want to call it.
The human experience. So you're right.
Very nice people make really horrible music.
So. But I wonder if there's something about, because a lot, like most of the people in the metal scene that I've ever known and the heavy music scene are really nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just because like we don't have any pent up rage. Like it's all just in the music.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, that's what it feels like. You know, there's a lot of thoughtful people in the scene and who make this sort of music for sure. And you can tell why they're able, that outlet is there for them, because I'm sure a lot of shit frustrates people. And a lot of stuff, you know, if you're an empathetic person living in a world that seemingly isn't very empathetic to other people, you know, you start to feel a bit, you know, irks, and you get it hits you in your soul, right? So it just comes out. It comes out wherever it goes, where however it hits you, it will come out of you in one way or another, you know. So I'd rather it was music than, you know, destroying myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or getting into a fight on a Saturday night after 10 pints of Carling.
You know what I mean? Yeah, this is what I mean.
100%.
It's a constructive way of, you know, dealing with those things, dealing with life. Because we all have that commonality, right?
Sorry, it's surely not Carling. Surely it's Stoford Press or something, isn't it, from Bristol Way?
Thatcher's.
Probably Thatcher's, to be quite honest.
Any other side of Strongbow, but you guys are way too classy for that.
No,
surely.
It's always Thatcher's.
Oh, yeah. You can have a dirty Thatcher's every now and then, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Hazy Thatcher's, is that one of them?
Yeah, that is definitely one of them.
Cans knocking around Arctangent, all right?
Yeah, just a few.
Wasps circling a can of cider, definitely.
That's it.
Now you know you're an Arctangent.
And there we go. That is it. Yeah, welcome to the West Country, innit?
Innit. Venny, unless you have anything else to add, I've just got one more question. I'm hoping it will come a reality soon, but I'm really hoping to see you guys live, and I'm just wondering if you could give a brief description of what a tour or live show is like.
I love coming off stage and looking at everyone's faces, and I feel like it's obviously very intense. Someone said to me in Brighton the other day, they said, I was not prepared for this. And for me, that's like the ultimate compliment.
Massive compliment.
Yeah, that's a huge compliment.
And it's a funny thing, like, you know, I, like, personally, for me, connecting with people on a musical level is really important. And if I, and this is going to sound completely weird, but like if someone cries or if somebody looks just kind of stunned, that's my perfect response. Like,
yeah.
I want you to go somewhere in that hour that you're watching us. I want you to go somewhere.
Yeah. Whether internally or externally, we're just going to help move you through that. Do you know what I mean? It's like someone said to us that we should, what did they say, write soundtrack music or something, or other, for a video game or something, or the album should be a soundtrack to a video game or something, which was another massive compliment, because it's like, you know, we've been working so all these years to be able to get the artistic expression just so, right? So, and for things, like I said initially at the beginning of the interview, for it to land in that way, you know, on an emotional level, like, is, you know, that is the goal. That's the goal, essentially. Yeah. Because, I mean, there's a lot of music that you can consume, right? There's tons of that out there. So if someone connects, you know, on a level that's more than just face level, then that's great for us. That's what we want. And it's just some, and watching it happen, that means a lot to us.
Where are you? And when will you come and see us?
Yeah.
Where am I and when will I come see you?
Yeah.
Well, are you touring Lanzarote? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay. Yeah.
Sunshine music.
That's it. Benny
is in Edinburgh and I'm in Dublin. So I say,
okay. We're definitely coming to Edinburgh at some point soon.
Oh, cool.
People that keep telling us off for not coming to Scotland.
We're getting told off a lot by Scottish people.
Yeah.
So we're coming.
Sorry.
Well, no, it's my life.
Dublin, maybe. I don't think we have any. We don't know anybody in Dublin.
Yeah, you need to hook us up with the Dublin Connect.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Well, if you do Edinburgh on a weekend, then I could fly over and Benny and I could go together.
Nice.
So, okay.
Just make it on a weekend.
Make it happen, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cool, all right. See you in Scotland then, yeah?
Nice. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Sleep over at Benny's.
Lovely. That sounds great, yeah. Got any dogs? Got any pets? We love tour pets.
Got some kids. I've got some kids if
okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Responsibility.
We'll take that. No worries. Yeah.
But in my house, I've got two kids and a dog. So there you go. You can have best of both worlds.
Yeah. Well up for that. Yeah. Cool. Nice. Very cool.
I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice.
Yeah, we're like a no-kid household. So
someone get the iPads.
Yeah. We do like to plan our tours around people who have good dogs.
Okay, well, that's sorted then.
Jesse's a good dog.
Dublin,
Jesse's
yeah.
Dog. Dublin then, I know. No, we're definitely coming to Scotland. We're definitely coming. So.
Well, guys, listen, apologies for the start of this, or the pre-interview.
The farce.
That was the best bit.
That was the best bit, yeah. That was the Lanzarote holiday tour. That was great.
Welcome. But thanks so much for your patience and for giving up your Thursday evening. Congratulations on the new album. It is.
Thank you. Yeah.
It is very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll catch you at some UK festival in the west of the country in the summer, no doubt.
Hopefully. Yeah.
It's good try, Joey. Good try. One last pop out there.
Until then, Lauren, Simon, thanks so much for your time, and we'll catch you soon. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Guys.